Hi, this is Craig Trulia from Professional Tool Equipment News and Professional Distributor. I'm with Albert from Autoland Scientech, and we're talking about the iScan 2. How are we doing today?
We're doing good. Have a good show, good turnout. A lot of people not as informed as I thought they would be on our scan tool.
Now, what should they know about your scan tool?
The coverage. We're doing all the makes, all the models, and we just released a new update that is going to lead you into medium duty. High nose, Fuso, and I can't remember the other big ones. But we've got more coverage.
That's really important because more of the aftermarket repair business is going into medium-duty cars. And now, I know it's quite a few things, coating of modules in particular, that is a lot better than a lot of other aftermarket scan tools out there. Do you want to speak about that?
Yeah. The one that really is putting us above the bar is that we have BMW coding programming and initializing in the scan tool. No internet required, no special steps. The way you check codes, you program and code it.
And how about, let's say because tools are being updated, this new car's coming out, I hear there's some sort of online program with it where you get more up-to-date stuff and more functionality. I don't know anything about that. What's the deal with that?
If you're talking about like the way we do our updates, we have a new program called AutoLoad. So whenever you turn your computer on, so you turn it off the night before, the next morning you turn it on,
okay,
it'll actually auto-load the updates into your computer so you don't have to go fishing for them.
Okay. And how about the diagnostics online software?
That one, it's going to be a cloud-based server. There's 7 servers worldwide. The one for the U.S. is going to be in New Jersey. And
okay.
You punch it in. You plug in your DOL. You can use Bluetooth or you can use a serial cable.
Okay.
Most people prefer the Bluetooth. It's handy. No wires. No plugging in stuff. Pick your make, model, and what component you want to look at, PCM, ABS, etc. Or you can do a whole system search, and it'll pull up every module that has a code in it, and then kind of guide you to the repair.
Now, some of our listeners might find this hard to believe, but I've seen it in my own eyes, and this tool works as the interface for several factory scan tools. Which factory scan tools?
We've got 8 of them all together. Let me pull up the list, and I'll read them off for you. We have Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Toyota, Ford Land Rover and Jaguar are on one interface because they all use IDS.
Yes.
We have Porsche, we have Voss, Volkswagen, Audi, Seat, Skoda. And the last two are going to be Volvo and BMW 2, which is going to be the
Isis or
the ICOM.
ICOM, okay. And that really is, like, that really is, I think, important to a lot of guys, maybe mobile technicians, where you don't want to be carrying around 8 different interfaces wherever you go.
Correct.
Or, let's say, even, you could have an IDS and an HDS, right? You have to have separate interfaces for the Ford and Honda tools.
Correct.
So, that's interesting. How you guys came about deciding to add that feature to the tool?
Same as everything else, supply and demand. They wanted something that's going to work like that. They wanted something that's going to be an all-inclusive package. So, if we want to be the supplier, we have to meet the demand.
Well, Albert, it's a pleasure talking today. I hope you have a good show.
Yes, sir. I hope you have a good day. Thank you.